Can you teach an old dog new tricks? Mm. Can you, maybe? Mm. Well, Rob's thinking it's too late for him to pick up an instrument and jam the night away. But is that true, though? Music has been shown to have a strong connection to memory, as well as certain experiences. The power of music is undeniable with its ability to unite and move us. But how can it improve our memory? Mm. Dr. Joe Kosterich, Perth GP and health industry consultant, joins us on the phone now to talk about musical instruments and memory. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Mika.
Good morning, Joe. Now, this stems from a chat Mika and I were having the other day. Mika just casually asked, do I play a musical instrument? And I said, well, much to my chagrin, I never learnt how to play a musical instrument. I won't tell you how old I am, but I'm in the 61 range.
About to be 62.
And I said, I'm far too old to learn a musical instrument. Is that correct?
No, it's not too late for new tricks or new things, whether that's a musical instrument or going back to university and deciding you wanted to study philosophy or you want to take up wood turning. It's quite the opposite. There's quite a bit of work that shows generally that taking up new activities and challenging the brain and causing you to make what we call neural pathways, so connection between the brain cells, actually is very, very good for the brain and is likely to a degree, help ward off problems with memory and concentration. And the analogy, and whilst not a perfect one, we know that if people do regular physical exercise, that it's more likely to keep them fit and they're less likely to become more frail. Well, if we exercise the brain by getting it to do new things and new tasks, then again, it's keeping it more active and stimulated. I look, work done in places as far apart as Japan, Korea and France have all in different ways showed that people who do either puzzles or Sudokus or courses or read new books or in some instances, if they're continuing at work for other reasons longer, so anything that causes them to challenge and stimulate their mind, you find generally lower rates of dementia.
Now, I'm feeling a little bit lazy over the holiday season. Is there a chance that just listening to music can help improve my memory?
Yeah, look, that would be nice. And to a degree, the answer to that, Mika, is also yes. And some work out of America has shown and they did some studies with people who actually had dementia, and these are even in, dementia wards, that playing of music did have a beneficial effect on the symptoms, behaviour and mood of people with dementia. Now, whether it's a calming effect, whether it's having other effects, nobody's figured out exactly the mechanism or why. What is known is that music impacts on a part of the brain that doesn't seem to be as affected by a dementia and memory loss.
Yeah, I find it interesting that we've gone from Rob learning how to play a musical instrument and we've morphed into dementia and Alzheimer's, but it is a very important thing. So could playing music improve or even just stabilise memory loss, even temporarily?
Temporarily it does seem to have those sorts of effects. Now, whether it can stabilise memory loss in the long term, I don't think we know the answer to that yet, but we do know that it can help in the short term and that it may persist for a little while. And above all else, even if we put all that to one side and say, well, look, if it has a calming effect and people feel better, even if we don't know exactly why they're feeling better, that's got to be a useful thing. So, for people, and this, I get back to where this is being used in dementia wards, by the use of music, it's something that really does have no side effects. You don't swallow anything. There's not a lot of downside. At very worst, if it has a short-term effect, that's good. At best, if it is shown eventually to have a longer-term effect, look, that will be great. I don't think we can assume that at the moment, but that one time may well tell.
Now, I saw a documentary a little while ago that I thought was just so fantastic, and it was, while singing or learning to sing isn't strictly learning an instrument, it is still learning to exercise a part of your body in a musical way. But this documentary was about a group of people who were extreme stutterers, but when they learned to sing, it helped them actually then speak better. So is that the same sort of thing? You can almost use the learning of music as a way to retrain your brain in other ways?
Look, that can do it as well because the brain has to work in different ways. And of all the parts of the human body, we probably know the least about the workings of the brain. And, it's estimated at times that we only use, 10 to 15% of the brain power. There are literally billions of different ways the nerve cells can connect with one another. Every time we have a new thought, every time we're reading something new, every time something new is causing us to think in a different way. We haven't made any more brain cells, but we're making them work in different ways. So to get back to your question, Mika, yes, it has been shown that people who stutter often, if they sing, they don't. In fact, we know generally they do not sing with a stutter. Mm. And that in some of those people, that once they can get this other way around the block with the stutter, for a lot of those people, their stutter will improve. They've gone about learning how to talk via a different mechanism.
Yeah, and I think what we can take away from this, just as we wrap it up, if you have a family member who is having to deal with dementia or Alzheimer's, nice idea to put together a bunch of their favourite songs on an iPod or an iPad or something like that, maybe songs that remind them of the old days, and that's probably a good thing for them.
Very, very much, Rob. I mean, absolute, absolute worst-case scenario. It has been clearly shown that it's going to improve mood and just going to make them feel better. And if it helps their memory to whatever degree, that's certainly better than to zero degree.
Good on you, Joe. Thank you very much for your time this morning. You have a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, though.
That is Dr. Joe Kosterich.